Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Dr. Ray Kent, who has maintained a private practice in the Philadelphia area since 1981 and has served Port Richmond and surrounding areas for over 30 years, we're talking, at the Allegheny Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so chiropractic. Are you getting people who have been injured, experience pain, or do you also recommend for people to maintain good health, they also visit you?
We have a wide spectrum of patients, some injury patients that have been hurt through work injuries or auto accidents, things of that nature, but general patients that just have health problems that don't necessarily want to go or have not had benefit going through the medical route, which is possibly drugs or surgery.
How has technology changed your career or how you do your job over the years?
Well, the addition of MRI study, which was not available when I was at school, was a great advantage to understanding some of the more delicate tissues of the discs in the spinal cord. So that was a great advantage. But chiropractic is hands specifically working with the body and working to work on the structure to improve the function. So some of the techniques that were invented and been in use for 100 years or longer are still being used today.
How much schooling and how often do you have to go back to school to make sure you're up on everything, whether it's the science end of things or, as I mentioned, technology?
Well, schooling is typical, mirroring the medical type of degree, mm-hmm. where you're going 4 years of college and then 4 years in a chiropractic college. And then there is a requirement in the state of Pennsylvania. There is a requirement to maintain a license in good standing. You need a minimum of 24 hours of continuing education credits every 2 years.
Every 2 years. What age would most of your patients be, or how much of a broad spectrum are we talking about?
From newborn to late into old age.
Newborn, I would not know that.
It's not so much practice much now, but used to have SID babies. So you don't hear too much of that anymore. But SID babies was a sudden infant death syndrome. And often on retrospective analysis, they had massive misalignment in the neck area. So the typical vaginal delivery, when the doctor was pulling and manipulating the baby through the mother's vagina to get it out quickly, sometimes did some distortion to the neck, and that they thought at one point was contributing to some of this type of problems. So it was not unusual to have chiropractors check babies that were just born to make sure that they had proper alignment for proper development and continuation of developing.
Right. So if somebody comes to you for the first time, and obviously usually that's somebody who their back, their knee, their something is bothering them. But they're also a little intimidated because they've heard in chiropractic, they crack things. How do you calm a person's fears who hasn't been to a chiropractor before?
There is certainly a little bit of apprehension when we see a new patient, not knowing what we do or how we do it. The word on the street is we snap, crack, and pop, right. Which are dirty words in my office because that's not what we do. There is manipulation, and as a result of manipulation, there is an audible release. And you can get that if you ever popped your finger and you mm-hmm. hear it. But this happens to be that we're working to realign spinal joints. So when you manipulate a joint, you're going to have that crevice of that noise, and you'll hear that release. If it's inside you, obviously you hear it louder than anybody else, but it's sometimes a quite audible, loud release that you'll hear.
How often should a person who is dealing with back pain, and let's just say it's from a car accident for sake of argument, how often are they coming to see you and for how long?
It all depends on the extent of the injury. Initially, when there's an acute injury, there's an inflammatory stage. Mm-hmm. So you want to treat more of the injured tissue more so than the manipulation. Sometimes in a whiplash, for example, you'll have a normal cervical curve from side posture that should go forward that's now been reversed. Sometimes that's exaggerated with today's society with our heads down on our phone all the time and on our computers all the time. So you'll have a muscle memory that will maintain that wrong alignment because of the position that we find ourselves in often. So it all depends on the case, and if patients do their homework, which are exercises and trying to improve their body mechanics as they're going through life in this fast-paced world with all the devices that we have afforded to us.
How long, though, would somebody – I mean, are you having them for months?
It depends on what you're looking for.
Got it.
There's components of chiropractic for an acute stage where we're going to get you out of pain and get you to feel better. But there's also a component of chiropractic where it's wellness care. So the understanding of chiropractic is very simple if you break it down to the smallest component. Its structure will equal function. And alter the structure any which way, from injury or postural habits or distortion from whatever we do during the course of the day, to influence the function of the nervous system. So when we have a good sound structure, we'll have a well-working nervous system, which enhances the body's tissues to work at a high level of function.
I saw online where you had the 8-week wellness program.
Yes.
Do you still do that?
Yes.
Can you explain to people what the stages of that are?
Yes. An 8 weeks to wellness program is more of a comprehensive program where we're going to jumpstart your weight loss and health in general. So in that regard, we'll take a comprehensive examination to include musculoskeletal as well as x-ray and also, you know, the height and weight and the profile in that regard. And then we'll put some prescription together for specific exercise to address the deficits in conjunction with chiropractic. So dietary and physical as well as chiropractic are all encased in the recommendation. And usually it's an 8 weeks program that we get to jumpstart somebody. So you know, we'll see a lot of people like to get into this after the winter months when we've been hibernating for a period of time. And just to get that shape back and to lose some pounds and to feel better and sleep better, people are very interested in that regard.
Where do you find that you get your new clients from? Do they come recommended through the medical world or something different?
Yes, I have many doctors, medical doctors and surgeons that do refer to me, understanding the patient's condition and thinking that we'll try these approaches, and often we're able to resolve their problems based on the diagnosis that they present with. But word of mouth is always been my biggest recipient of new patients, from patients who come under chiropractic care. And sometimes it's not uncommon where a patient will come under care and come from a neck problem or come from a lower back problem, but then their bowel habits improved or their asthma improves or other conditions would improve while under chiropractic care. And they're quite amazed by that. And it's just, again, to the structure and to the function, because we do have structural distortions, and sometimes it's traumatic through sports and injuries, and sometimes it's postural through just the bad positioning, but it's the location and the correction of those problems to enhance the body to start to heal itself.
Sit tight. I'm going to take a commercial break, but we'll continue this conversation on the other side. I remind you all, you are listening to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam. Back in a moment.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, chatting with Dr. Ray Kent, who is Allegheny Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Have you always been in the one place, Ray?
My first practice was on Cottman Avenue, and I subsequently moved down to Cottman, Allegheny from Cottman in 1986.
What was your inspiration to be a chiropractor?
When I was a freshman in high school, I was a football player for Archbishop Wood, put my head down for a tackle and severely hurt my neck. So I wasn't able to play the game, which was more distressing to me than the injury, and the medical approaches that were offered were not getting me back on the field. So it was suggested that I see a chiropractor, and I wasn't sure what a chiropractor did at that time. And I went, and he examined me and took some x-rays and started some treatment, and with about a week and a half's time, I was back playing football. So when I was 13, I knew I was going to be a chiropractor based on that experience.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yes.
All right, so I'm looking at some papers over here, and you are a disc specialist.
Yes.
So obviously that's in your back. Explain how and how you treat.
Well, there's 24 movable bones in the spine, and they're called vertebrae. And each individual vertebra exits a nerve that goes to a certain part of your body. So if you ever slept the wrong way and you woke up because your arm was tingling or pins and needles, which many of us do, it's possible you had your neck cricked in a certain way that was putting pressure on the nerve and or the leg, depending on the lower back position. But between the base of the skull to the bottom part of the spine, there's 33 pairs of nerve that go to different parts of your body. So depending on what level of the spine we're talking about, depends on where it's going to be innervated or where it's going to make that part of your body work. And there's different kind of functions that the nerves control. Motor function, which is muscle control, and autonomic function, which is the function of how your heart would work, which you couldn't consciously change, or your food digest, or your bowels eliminate. So the nervous system, which is consistently of the brain, which communicates with the body through the spinal cord, and then from the spinal cord over the nerves, is a loop type of information, where it's going to generate the process in the brain, down the spine, over the nerve, to the end tissue, whatever that may be, and then the end tissue is going to respond back and give the brain, say, okay, we do what you want to do, now what? And that's a constant information loop that you would have. Much like if you put your hand over a flame, it gets hot first, and then goes through the nerve to move your hand quickly before you do damage. And hopefully you did before that occurred.
That's pretty cool how you describe that, because I can visualize
it's
cycle.
That's exactly what it is. It's a loop of information that your body responds to. By keeping that in a high level of function, keeps the body in a healthier way.
Now, since you're a chiropractor, do you have somebody who works on you?
I'm fortunate enough to have chiropractors in my life, and I have a daughter who is a chiropractor as well, Dr. Dana Metzger.
I know, and what I was interested about Dana is because she does the Webster technique,
yes,
which is what I had done to me, okay, to avoid being able to deliver my kid regular, and he's flipped
right
because of that.
Yep.
I guess she was inspired to be in this practice because of you.
I would come home at night like many parents would, and describe my day, what went on, and explain, you know, we'd had patients and this success and this would happen. And I didn't really push them into my profession, but she had that healing touch at a very young age and aspired to be a chiropractor from a young girl.
Can I ask you, just because when I did the Webster technique, and it's for pregnant women, obviously, I was the only one going in the office that was a pregnant person. Is it a more popular thing for people to do? Because my big thing is that I wanted to be up and on my feet quick and be back to being me.
Right.
And anything that was going to help me do that, I would do.
Right. The medical approach often is, sometimes the episiotomy or C-section surgically, which used to be the way it was done. We find that women, as well as the baby, do much better if you do this naturally. Now, of course, being a man, I was told by my wife, I have no idea how that feels to deliver naturally, but that's the way God made the body to happen, mm-hmm, have it happen, and it certainly can. So she would enhance that procedure by coaching and giving information to the moms and to the dads. And the technique of Webster, if there is a need for turning the baby, could be done at the time of delivery to have a more easily delivered baby.
Do you have a lot of sports injuries that come your way?
We have a wide variety of patients, from chronic conditions to acute conditions. And a lot of times, sports injuries have certainly come in line with that.
And I ask that only because sports is how you were,
yep,
originally started,
yes,
with that. Did you ever have that same kind of pain or injury again? Moving
fortunately,
forward?
I did not, because I did not play football too much longer thereafter. I had a high school career, but that was about the size of it.
And how big would you say your practice is?
We see a lot of patients in the Port Richmond area, but I've been practice going close to 37, 38 years, so I do have a lot of patients. And chiropractic is not just for injury. We have wellness care.
Right.
So just to maintain proper alignment, during the course of whatever people do, whether it's a tool and die worker doing one-sided body motion all day long, or a bender and lifter, or just a mom with a baby on the one hip because they can get things done that way. It's just, depends on the circumstances how they present. But people will present with musculoskeletal aches and pains, and often we're able to maintain those aches and pains and keep them healthy as we can.
If you are religious with the exercises, we'll even go to the 8-week wellness or 8 weeks to wellness. If you are religious, can you really help yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the prescription for health is fairly easy. You got to eat well, you got to think well, and you got to move well. So when you interrupt any of those things, when you have too much of the bad food and not enough the good food and not enough exercise and being, you know, burnt on both ends of the scale, not getting enough rest and sleep, you leave yourself vulnerable for those type of health problems to find their way to, you know, affect your body and your life.
For you personally, which of those three is hardest to maintain?
I'm pretty good at all of them at this point because I have a great wife who makes wonderful meals. Yep. And I love to eat. But I love to exercise as well. And I try to keep that in mind. And just to be an inspiration, I'm 65 years old. And, you know, I do still maintain some physical activities. I was obviously, as Joe was mentioning earlier, a old football player, but always had that knack of trying to do something physical. Years ago, I was a director of a Port Richmond Roll, Run, and Walk, which was a race we used to do in Port Richmond, inline skating and running and health walks. Ah. So we did that for about 15 years, and it sort of went by the wayside, but just inspiring and leading people to a healthier lifestyle is what I've always aspired to do.
That roll, run, and walk, it's kind of like a version of a sprint triathlon.
Well, yes, but the inline skating is gone by the wayside. People don't inline skate too much anymore, although I still enjoy it. And, you know, walking everybody can do. So we had to try to get rid of all the excuse people. And then if you wanted to run, and there's a lot of runners there. So we had a little bit for everything, for everybody. And then we also had kid sprints just to get them, you know, initiated into some physical activity at an early age. So it's a shame that we never continued past that. But I did it for about 15 to 20 years, and we had a lot of good experiences.
I have to take one more commercial break, but I'll come back and wrap things up with Dr. Ray Kent, again, from Allegheny Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Actually, Ray, what is the website?
Spine-disc.com.
Spine-disc.com. Back in a moment here on Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcom Times.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam talking to Dr. Ray Kent. He's a chiropractor at Allegheny Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Been in his business for 37 years. A long time, Ray. All right, Ray, is there any truth to the first thing I should do before I get out of bed is stretch before I put my feet on the ground, my back?
Especially if you have any pre-existing problem, a good stretch, because a lot of times we're in a certain position during the course of the sleep, and you may not be properly aligned to put weight down through that. So just waking up and stretching is a normal habit that a lot of us go through from a natural way with a yawn and stretch that we would do, and just moving the joints freely that way. But certainly if you do have prior problems, it's a real good idea before you put weight down on, just to lay on your back and gently pull one knee towards your chest, hold it for a good 10 seconds, and then do the other side, and then do both sides just a couple times just to warm it up, especially if there's pre-existing degenerative problems or disc problems, or as we age we find that it's a little creaky in the morning, and as you move a little bit more it seems to be easier.
All right, one last time, we'll just give people the website, spine-disc.com.
Yes.
So glad to have you in. Thanks for joining us here today on Lifestyles. Dr. Ray Kent, check out his website. And we remind you that our show today was brought to us by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I'm Dee Lynam. Have a great day.